Welcome back. This is Benissa's Cafe Podcast, and this is episode number 3. Today, I have Tammy with me with Yummy Bowls. Tammy is a friend of mine and somebody I admire, which is why she is here. And I want her to tell you guys all about herself and her business venture. So we're going to start off with our drink choice of today, which is chai tea. And that was her favorite drink that she chose. So tell us a little bit more about what you like about chai tea.
I like the dark teas. They tend to have a little more spiciness to mm-hmm. it. I also like the matcha green tea, but I chose this for today. It's mm-hmm. fine. Yeah.
It's really good. I really didn't start exploring teas until maybe a few years ago. Mm-hmm. I was always really set on drinking like the same coffee the same way. And, you know, as I get older, I'm like more open to trying different things. And mm-hmm. I'm really enjoying that.
I like coffee. Mm-hmm. I don't like caffeinated drinks. It makes mm-hmm. me feel not jittery, but a little edgy. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that feeling. So everything is decaf or no caffeine in it. Mm-hmm. Most times the chai doesn't have any caffeine in it. Definitely the matcha doesn't. And I like to drink coffee, but I don't drink it as everybody else does. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I just have to have a cup in the morning to start my day.
Yeah,
I actually just like the taste. So when I get coffee, I have to get dark, but decaf. Mm-hmm. So I can get that strong flavor mm-hmm. without the jitters.
Yeah. So you don't drink it with like creamer, like, so when you get the dark coffee, do you add like cream and sugar to it? Or
no? No sugar. The creamer usually has enough for me. Mm-hmm. So I pour mostly creamer in it. Mm-hmm. So it's really like I'm adding coffee to creamer. So, yeah.
Gotcha. Awesome. Well, the chai tea is delicious, so I am definitely enjoying it. Okay, so let's get into our questions. So tell us a little bit about you and your family.
So my family consists of myself, my 3 kids. Michael is the oldest, he's 23. Then Zachary, my little firecracker, 17. And my sweet baby girl, Jordan, is 8. So that's us. Michael is in the Navy. And so it's just me and the other two at home. Mm-hmm. It's working out. We miss him, but
yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah. I mean, he's, you know, doing something great, right? Mm-hmm. So it's very, you know, I'm sure you're a proud mom.
Yes. Zachary, this is senior year, so he'll be off doing something and left with Jordan and I at home to tackle the bugs ourselves. We can't yell at him to come spray a bug for us.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow.
That'll be different.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So she'll be, it's almost like, you know, she's going to be like a single child almost, right? Mm-hmm. Once he's gone.
Yep. She's going to be like the only child.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. So tell me, you know, you chose today's topic as your children. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my questions surround motherhood. So tell me, what do you most enjoy about being a mother?
I enjoy everything about it, but mostly they teach me. They teach me how to raise them. Mm-hmm. I don't just have this set thing that I'm on.
Like a manual.
They teach me. Like, Michael never was a problem. Never. I mean, he may have been on punishment once. He was just like the perfect kid. And even now, he's still like the best human. You know? Let's see. Yeah, they teach me. And then Zachary is totally different. So I'm not raising him. how I raised Michael. Mm-hmm. It's like they teach me, you know, how to raise them. Jordan, she's so sweet and pure and innocent. So I raise her differently than mm-hmm. I, you know, have the boys. So, yeah, it's they teach me.
How was that adjustment from going from two boys to then a girl?
It was easy for me because I've always been around kids. Mm-hmm. So it was no big deal. She just fell into place. Yeah.
That's awesome. Especially being a baby girl, I'm sure, you know, they were spoiling her when she was little and
they were protecting her. Her from getting little pops here and there. I think Zachary wants her to get pops now, so he don't really protect her as much anymore. It's like, oh, you're getting this pop today because I'm always in trouble. You're going to get in trouble. But she's such a good girl. She never is in trouble. Uh-huh. But yeah, they don't really protect her as much anymore.
Yeah. So what was the best advice on motherhood that you have ever received? And what advice can you share with new moms?
No offense to friends or family who may hear or see this, but I don't recall getting any advice from anyone that I'm currently using or have used in the past. Mm-hmm. I would just say go with the flow. Make sure you keep lines of communication open. It's not to say that the kids are going to tell you everything, but at least they know they can come to you and tell you the important things. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I like. Michael, he still comes and tells me what I seem like is everything. Mm-hmm. I don't want him to tell me any extra details about his personal life or, you know, whatever, even work life, you know. Mm-hmm. Certain things he just have to live and learn on his own, go right. through his own obstacles. But yeah, just keep the lines of communication open. Whatever they come and tell you, listen, be there, be supportive. For example, I had a conversation with Zachary. Jordan would come and tell me, oh, Zachary did X, Y, and Z. So when I asked him about it, you know, well, why did you hit her? Well, I didn't hit her. I just tapped her. Well, to her, it was a hit. You can't tell her how to feel about you tapping her. Mm-hmm. So he would always feel like, oh, she's telling on me. And I'm like, no, you're not in trouble. But I do have to address it, and I have to address it in front of her. Mm-hmm. Because what if I don't? And then she goes off to someone else's house or school and someone does something to her. And she's like, well, I'm not going to tell my mom because she's not going to do anything anyway. Mm-hmm. Not knowing that I will be even more down for the cause because right. it's outside of the home.
Right, right, right.
You know, she don't understand it. So I have to address every little thing so she's not confused and say, well, I'm not going to tell her whatever happened at school or now that this person's house, their cousin came over and God forbid touched me or whatever, you know, because mm-hmm. she's not going to do anything. I have to address it. Mm-hmm. So,
well, it kind of also teaches her, you know, once she becomes an adult and, you know, gets into like a work environment mm-hmm. or starts a job, she'll know that if, you know, if something, God forbid, you know, happens to her that is wrong, that she can go and tell someone
right.
without fearing, you know, mm-hmm. and knowing that somebody's going to listen or you know, address it.
Yeah, they're going to care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that you're not just brushing it off.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So that's why I try to tell him. But he still doesn't get it. He thinks he's in trouble every time. So
I think, you know, I mean, I see that with my girls sometimes, too. They love telling on each other mm-hmm. also. And sometimes it can be a little, you know, bothersome because some of the things that they tell on each other, it's almost like they're retaliating against each other, you know, repeatedly. Mm-hmm. But
I mean, at the end of the day, I think that, you know, it is important that they do, you know, voice their opinions mm-hmm. and that they talk about these things.
And I think also it's a bond builder.
Mm-hmm.
They're building that bond, you know, everything is not going to always be nice and right. fun and games. You know, you're mm-hmm. going to go through ups and downs in life, in relationships, whether it's a friend, a family member, coworker, and you have to learn how to problem solve and work mm-hmm. it out and get through it,
yeah.
you know, and that's part of building a bond.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So my kids, I always tell Michael, I'm looking online for flights to come and see him.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I'm about to book the flight just for myself, I'm like, no, because he's going to look behind me like the kids are behind you, right? Because their bond is so strong, you know, it's like, certainly you didn't come out here without my siblings.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so... yeah, they have a strong, strong, loving bond.
That's so
especially
important.
To be the age difference, mm-hmm. you know, that they are. They're not like really close in age.
Yeah.
But they still have that strong bond. So I'm thankful for that.
Mm-hmm, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
So looking back, is there anything you would have done differently as a mom?
Oh, let's see. I don't know if anything. Probably had them closer
in age.
Yeah, but it was never a plan to like space them out either.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
it
yeah.
just happened. But yeah, probably have them closer because mm-hmm. Michael is 23 and he's already out doing whatever. If I had Zachary 2 years later, you know, or 3 years later, he'll be out too. So, yeah, I don't know. Probably had him a little bit closer. Other than that, maybe did a few things differently with Zachary growing up. Just even from like a toddler.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it was still just him. You know, Jordan didn't come until he was like, what, 8? Going on 9 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't, my mom is always like, oh, it's because he's the middle child. I don't believe that because Zachary has always been Zachary, even way before mm-hmm. Jordan. But yeah, just probably do some things differently with him as a kid.
Okay, so when thinking of your children's future, how do you feel about today's world we live in? And what do you like or disagree with?
I was just having a conversation with someone the other day
mm-hmm.
and I told him, had I known it would be like this, I don't think I would have kids because it's tough. You know, you have to think about yourself with, you know, the police and politics
mm-hmm.
and think about your kids, you know, and it's no set thing to tell them, you know, when they leave your house. Because you can tell them, act this way, be this way, say this, say that. That doesn't necessarily mean anything when you encounter the police or, mm-hmm. you know, someone crazy out here in the street. So, yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
Yeah, we definitely live in tough times.
Mm-hmm.
And with you having, you know, almost two adult Black sons, absolutely. I can imagine how worried you can be, you know, mm-hmm. you are sometimes, especially with Michael living so far away from
mm-hmm.
you too.
And even with Zachary working now, he doesn't mm-hmm. want me to take him to work. It's not like he's ashamed or, you know, he'll be mm-hmm. embarrassed. Zachary has always wanted to be a man.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since he was 2 or 3, I remember him telling me he wants muscles. He wants a mustache, you know, just the whole thing. So I honestly feel like because he would rollerblade or skateboard to work.
Mm-hmm.
So I honestly believe he feels like he's driving himself to work.
So he's very independent.
always have been.
Yeah.
He always was up on the counter getting snacks or a cup for juice out of the cabinet or whatever. Just never mind asking me.
But the fact that he is, you know, he's not 17 yet, right?
He's 17.
Oh, he is 17. Mm-hmm. The fact that he's actually taking himself back and forth to work, you know, and home without relying on like public transportation or you taking him, that says a lot about his character already.
And he tells me, well, I just want to clear my mind. Clear your 17-year-old mind of what, son? What do you clear your mind of?
Oh, I got to get up, go to work today to pay these bills. So let me just skateboard to work so I can clear my mind and get ready for work, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that's he. I think he feel like he's a man.
Yeah.
And it's his first job. So he's super excited. He called me today really loud in the phone. He works on the weekends now, but they told him today that they want him to work during the week for like 4 or 5 hours doing a different job. So he was all excited about that and asking me my opinion. So, yeah, with this being his first job and him making his own money, he doesn't buy anything. Like, his equipment or skateboard wheels or something, you know, like that. But, yeah, he's not like a, I don't know, he's not about clothes or shoes or anything like that. He loves all devices. So he'll probably get something like that. But he's really cheap. He is. He's really cheap. And I told him that's going to catch up with him in the long run, because he's going to get something and either it's going to break him out, mess with his stomach or something, because, oh, a dollar. Oh, that's good. Let's get that. No, son. But yeah, he keeps me on toes. So when he leaves, it'll be a little boring in the house.
Yeah.
A lot boring. Michael just chill. Yeah, he just always been chill, relaxed, quiet, don't bother anyone, don't say too much. For example, I think like his junior year in high school, his teacher marked him absent from class. I'm like, no, Michael don't even know how to cut class. So I'm sure he was in your class. And so she said, okay, I'm not going to tell you what we did in class. Just ask him, what did we do in class today? Michael, what did y'all do in such and such class today? Oh, we were in the computer lab and I worked on a project with so-and-so. I told the lady. She's like, oh, okay, well, he was in class. Yeah, I know. Because I know my kids. Now, had you told me Zachary wasn't in class, oh, I'm coming up there. I'm looking for him. He's going to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know you're telling the truth. Because Zachary is loud and you can hear him say here or present. Michael, he just like here. So she probably didn't hear him, especially since they were in the computer lab. I'm like, no, Michael don't even know how to cut. So he was there.
Yeah,
I promise you. But, you know, people have this thing where, I don't know, I guess, especially moms of boys, they feel like the boys just like pull the wool over your head or something and have you thinking, I don't put anything past my kids, even sweet little Jordan. She can turn at any moment and start acting up.
Yeah.
So, no, they always say, okay, you know, you have a boy, he's going to try you. Just make sure this and that. Or now he's driving, so he's not going to be there. Or he may have a girlfriend, then start acting this way or that way. Just, you know, trying to prepare me for whatever, you know, is to come. I never had to deal with that with Michael. Never. And even now that he's out in the Navy, well, when he was in school, in college, he's always FaceTiming me. So I have a friend who has his husband and, you know, I would just talk to them about, oh, yeah, me and Michael, you know, we talk on the phone for hours, you know, 3-4 hours at the time. He's always in his room. And the husband's like, yes, we feel you. I'm like, no, we're on video chat. I know how his room looks. And even if he's not always in his room, so what?
Mm-hmm.
Let him hang out. Let him have fun.
Yeah.
You know, even when he was here, he knew that he could have fun. But the car always stayed in the driveway. He never went anywhere. If he did, it was like band practice over a friend's house or something like that. But Michael, he's more like me when I was younger. I don't want to say he's afraid. I was. But I want to say he's afraid because he's a guy. So he might not like that. But
cautious, maybe.
Very cautious. I was afraid. I was shy. Only time I broke out of my shyness, I guess, is when I had him, because I knew I had someone to speak up for, you know, and to take care of, be a voice for. And even now, I'm still reserved. Like, if it was a lot of people in here, like I'm at a party or something, you know, we've been places and we just sit there and, you know, be with ourselves, you know, chatting. And if you're not there, I'm just by myself, you know, observing. I'm not the one to just go up to any and everyone and have a conversation, you know, with them. I like to observe and see, you know, feel that vibe. You know, if it's good and we connect, that's good.
I think you and I connected through the whole setup and cleanup.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
The events that we've attended together. That's, I think that's how we, and that was again when there was, there were less people around. It was just like maybe five or six of us helping either set up or, you know, cleaning up after the event.
Right.
And that's how we connected and got closer. So how do you think raising a child 10 to 20 years ago to today has changed?
I don't know. It's definitely tough with everything going on.
Well, let me rephrase, because you have an education background, right? So how has like teaching kids changed from, you know, 10 or 20 years ago to today?
Well, I haven't been in the classroom in a while, but I still have friends who are in the classroom. And of course, with the whole pandemic, that's an obvious change. I could go in and still work it, you know, with the pandemic.
Like, do you think kids are smarter today than back then? Maybe because they're exposed to more information through the internet? Like, do you think that, not smarter, or are they more advanced at their age now? Like, maybe a 4 or 5 year old? Do you feel like, do you see, like, are they more...
Yeah, I think
knowledgeable.
I think they are. They have to be, because kindergarten is not just alphabets and numbers anymore. You know, they're teaching the basics of adding, you know, with manipulatives. So they have to be. They have to be more advanced.
Yeah, that could also be an adjustment just based on maybe how they've seen children develop over time, with them having more information and maybe even parents also engaging more into teaching them at a younger age and that kind of thing. So they're, you know, they had to somewhere probably adjust the curriculum because kids were coming in knowing a lot more than what they used to start off with.
Yeah, I agree.
Being a busy mom, what is your favorite go-to dinner recipe that is quick and the kids enjoy?
I think the usual is spaghetti, but we love salmon is good. It's very quick. You can make some quick 10-minute rice and some quick beans or peas, you know. So we love that. We can make a lot of that and still have it as leftovers the next day.
Yeah, we like fish too. What is your take on how this country is structured to help children and families? Do you think there's enough support?
I don't think there is, especially for the parents who don't know. For myself, being in the classroom, I know what the kids need to know for school.
Mm-hmm.
But no, not for the ones who aren't or have never been in the classroom to teach kids.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there is enough support. There should be. I don't know a solution right now. Other than, I know some of the schools, like with PCA, they have different parent workshops
mm-hmm.
where parents can come up and learn about or at least see what their child is doing in math and reading. But, I mean, the parents, sometimes they work late or mm-hmm. they're working, you know, 2 and 3 jobs. So they're not able to go up there to those workshops.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They do have some things where they can log into online. But that's tough, too, because a lot of homes don't have Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
We saw that during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Where some families had to go and sit outside of a Starbucks or something to connect in order for their kids to do their work. So, I mean, I don't know. I wish I had a solution.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's tough for the ones who don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it starts off with, you know, if you like if a child comes from a low income family, you know, then that parent is most likely so caught up with working or like you mentioned, you know, having several jobs to make ends meet that they don't have time to be engaged into the child's, you know, progress or even, you know, they don't know how the child is doing educationally.
Right.
And oftentimes, you know, miss, like I know myself, you know, I've missed many, you know, meetings or I just opted out of not going to the school because I just did not have time or could not adjust to any of their time slots that they've had available. When maybe in today's world, you could even set up a video conference call, you know, video call or a conference call or something. They used to ask the parents to come to the school, but, you know, I had to miss a lot of those too because just my job, you know, because of my job.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there are more opportunities, I guess, now in today's world to be engaged through because of the internet too. But I do see that, you know, I think that they have to really start off. If they fix like the income and the minimum wage, I think then that trickles back.
Yeah, it does. It gives you it gives you a little boost, you know. So, yeah, I agree.
Then people don't have to work so much or they don't have to work 2 and 3
and
jobs.
And they can focus on their family.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, you know, in Atlanta, you know, the crime is like ridiculous.
It's terrible.
Yeah. And a lot of times you see that the children, that those are children still, or really, I mean, they're not even adults, really. Oftentimes you hear 14, 15 year olds.
Yeah, really young.
That are getting in trouble. And, you know, everybody's saying, like, where are the parents? And, you know, unfortunately, I mean, without assuming, I think that a lot of those parents are probably somewhere at work.
At work or either at home, tired, you know, they're raising their kids to the best of their ability, you know, and the kids just look, your peers will have you doing so much out of character, misbehaving. For example, going back to my Zachary, he loves his devices. But the minute he's not doing well in school, and because I don't reward bad behavior, I have to remove those devices. Now you're on punishment. So he gets very upset and belligerent. And he wants to go toe to toe with me because I'm taking all of his devices. And then on the other hand, my mom is like, well, just take one. No. All of them. So, yeah. And then he had this friend whose mom just let him do whatever. You know, he can curse around the house. Even his little brother, I don't know, he's like 8 or 9, maybe 10. But still, even he cursed around the house like it's nothing.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know if he was trying out those things at the house and realized it wasn't working.
Yeah.
And frustrated as to why. But he was really acting out. Now that he's not friends with the little boy anymore, Zachary is chill. Well, not chill. Zachary never been chill. Zachary is more of a listener, you know, mm-hmm. good listener. Usually if I tell him to clean up or do something, he wants to just take his precious time to get it done. Now if I say do something, he does it quickly. Now he doesn't just hop up, you know, mm-hmm. and wash the dishes, but he'll do it within a reasonable amount of time. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not the sergeant parent, so I'm not like hop to it now, you know, as long right. as it gets done and you're not being disobedient. But yeah, your peers. Whoo.
Oh, yeah. They can make a good, well, a positive or negative impact.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, we're almost at the end. Wow. Okay, so tell us about Yummy Bowls and how that came about.
Yummy Bowls came about with Jordan.
Uh-huh.
Jordan will always say everything was yummy. So, of course, with her just loving dresses and me always wanting the girl, I always wanted to keep her girly.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find any bows that would, number one, match everything, and number two, not break. So I was like, I can make these. And started making them for her. Everyone would ask where I get them from because mm-hmm. they were different than what you were seeing online or in the stores. I just let them know that I make them. And then they started asking me to make them for their daughters or nieces or whomever. Yeah, so then I just did Yummy Bowls because she said everything was yummy. So why not?
Yeah, that's a cute concept.
Mm-hmm.
So how can people find your Yummy Bowls?
YummyBowls.com is the website.
Mm-hmm.
And Yummy Bowls 3 is Instagram.
Gotcha. So Yummy Bowls 3 on Instagram and yummybowls.com is the website.
Mm-hmm.
Who inspires you and why?
The kids do mm-hmm. because I want them to see me doing something great
mm-hmm.
so they can either follow in my footsteps and create a brand or something on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Or just to know that mommy is not just sitting around the house doing nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they inspire me to keep going. I mean, of course, if we didn't have kids, we wouldn't do half of the stuff that we're doing, you know, to keep going. So they do. And then as far as the business side, I think that Shaniqua,
mm-hmm.
Dasher, she pushes me a lot. Even though sometimes I'm like, girl, but no, she's really sweet. She pushes me a lot to do, things, you know, outside of my comfort zone. And it always turns out, you know, to work for the best. So,
because you've done collaborations with her too,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah. For the most part, my kids and then, you know, the business side, Miss Dasha.
Awesome. All right. Well, that concludes. Do you have anything else to share or add?
I don't. That's it.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. It was a pleasure. Everyone, make sure you follow Tammy at YummyBowls3 and make sure you get some of her YummyBowls also while you're at it. And thank you for tuning in.